BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's a Bumbleo Wednesday. Greg's on day three of his really intense Gregathlon in Glasgow. Alice on Real or No Real. And Chris is trying out again his free trial if you're single this Valentine's Day.
Scott Mills.
I enjoyed Rebel Wilson and Dakota Johnson on with Grimmy this morning. He's got some fantastic guests this week.
He has. Rebel Wilson seems really fun.
Really fun. I'd like to go for a drink with her.
Yeah, I'm not sure if she brings out the best. Like, it's one of those situations where Dakota's cool, but it's really good to have Rebel there to make her a bit more fun.
Yeah. Today they were talking about their new film, How to Be Single. So the film is all about Rebel taking Dakota kind of under her wing and being young, free and single. But with Valentine's Day approaching fast, they took the opportunity to put out kind of personal ads for themselves.
We are very fun to go out with. We're two single ladies in real life. Mm-hmm. Looking for love, by the way.
Yeah.
Dakota and I are both here for Valentine's Day, single.
Yep.
We're staying at the Corinthia Hotel. if anyone...
Just not come.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
not come.
Just two young international movie stars looking for love.
Yep.
And also in the film, playing single girls. Mm. Who tear it up in New York City.
Is it a documentary?
But that's how I took it as. I mean, I didn't do any research or really play a character in this film.
Absolutely love her. Dakota and I, it's just the accent, the whole thing. I love it.
I love when she was talking all about Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber getting involved. That was so funny.
So you can watch that interview with Rebel and Dakota on the Radio 1 channel on BBC iPlayer now. And tomorrow, the amazing guests continue with Nick Grimm. Sure. All-time low on Breakfast Tomorrow with Grimmy, Owen Wilson and Ben Stiller on Friday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We tried out Chris's new free trial offer business idea yesterday, and it couldn't have gone more wrong.
Yes, you're right, actually, Scott. It was a bad result, I think.
So if you're single and it's coming up to Valentine's Day, the idea is that Chris calls the person that's giving you grief for being single and presents himself as the perfect boyfriend.
It's like a boyfriend reference, really. Obviously, I'm not going to be your boyfriend, but your family won't know that. They'll just be getting a phone call from, a brilliant guy pretending to be your boyfriend, and then they won't give you grief come Valentine's Day.
So it was Helen, our listener yesterday, whose sister Amy gives her constant grief for still being single. But when we called Amy, she was a tough one to impress.
She can't have told you that much about me if you thought a posh sort of an accent would impress me.
I wouldn't say it's that posh.
I don't understand why you've just rung me.
I mean, the reaction was quite magnificent yesterday from people going, could it have gone any more wrong?
It was cringe. I'm not going to lie. It was cringe, but I don't think that was my fault.
Very protective sister there.
Very protective.
Just wants the best for her family, you know?
I also don't think she was open to the idea of a guy as good as me going out with her sister.
Okay, so we're going to try this again, are we? Is that wise?
Yes, it is wise because it's a great idea.
I can't believe that people are still applying for this after hearing what happened yesterday. Here's my thing. I think you went in a bit too hard with how great you are. I think I need a bit more modesty from you. Like, come across as a great guy, but don't brag about it too much. Think Ryan Gosling in The Notebook.
Okay. Are you saying the problem is, like, for example, when I first said hello, I pretended I was in the gym?
Yeah.
Was
it's
that
just
too
a bit
obvious?
Much, just a bit much to start. I think that can come, but maybe later on in the phone call.
What I'm getting from you is negativity. You actually think the idea itself, as a business idea, is sound.
I'm saying we give it one more try, and if it crashes and burns as much as it did yesterday, we bin it off.
Or tweak it.
Bin it off. Anyway, let's see what happens. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, you all right?
You all right?
I'm good, thanks, Lee. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. So, Sarah, you've been single for how long?
Since October.
Are you looking for a boyfriend actively?
Not actively, but my mum set me up on all the websites, the apps.
What? Your mum has set you up on the dating apps?
Yes.
What, has she actually physically done it herself for you?
She's sat next to me over my shoulder and done it.
So how does that work? Does she sort of swipe for you?
She's took my phone off me before and swiped for me as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's so weird!
That's not allowed.
I know.
So you're on the Windows, you're on the Plenty-O... All those, yeah.
The one where you walk past someone and finds you.
A uniform one.
Yeah.
I'm not on the uniform one yet, no.
Well, you don't have to be in uniform. You can also be people that like people in uniform. Remember that.
Right.
But you're happy being single, right? You haven't asked your mum to do all this.
No, I'm perfectly fine with it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's your mum that goes on the most about your lack of boyfriend, is it?
Yeah, and she's got the whole family involved. And it's now extended to my brother's girlfriend's mum is trying to set me up with my brother's girlfriend's brother.
Is that allowed?
I was trying to figure that out as well.
Yeah.
I think it's allowed.
I think it's allowed.
I'll have to check that and get back to you. And what are you looking for, Sarah?
I'm just looking for someone funny and ambitious, where my mum's a little bit more picky than I am.
You say ambitious. Can you tell me more about that, please?
Just having ambition in life. Someone's got it. Someone working, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
So what would be the ideal job?
Just having one would be good.
Just having a job.
Having one. Yeah, that would be perfect if they had one.
All right, cool.
Okay, so I should say I'm an explorer, perhaps?
No, see, you're doing it too much again.
Too weird.
Just
too
be
jazzy.
Normal. It's too jazzy.
Well, what for you screams ambition, Scott?
I just think she wants someone that, you know, that's going places a bit.
Yeah, someone normal.
A travel agent.
No. Why is this so hard for you to get?
Well,
just
a travel
someone
agent
with a decent
is...
job, you know, and might be promoted eventually to something, you know. That's what you want, isn't it?
An explorer is just a jazzy travel agent, Scott.
No, it's not.
What I'm saying is, if you won't let me be an explorer, travel agent.
Just tone it down a bit.
Well, all right, well, I'm going to be a travel agent. And then what name would you like, Sarah? What shall I be called?
A Dan or a Ben or something just normal. Three letters.
Okay. Must be three letters.
Right. Easy to pronounce.
Go with Ben, I think.
Fine. Is there anything that your mum would particularly like? Because I can be that guy.
She'd like someone sporty and someone that likes the outdoors, goes walking and stuff like that. She's into her walking herself, so she'd like that.
Okay, so must be able to ramble with your mum.
Yeah.
I think I'm good with this then. So Sarah, I just want to confirm you know how this works. I obviously have no interest in you whatsoever. There will be
no connection.
Can we not say that again?
Other than this is a business transaction. I'm doing this. I'll call your mum, pretend to be your boyfriend. But obviously, that's where it ends.
And also, Chris, I can't think of anything worse than going out with you.
Yeah, see? No. There we are.
No, there'll be no extras.
That's fine.
All right, so we're calling your mum. What's her name?
Anne.
Good mum name.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what we'll do is, have you got enough information there, Chris, to make the call?
I think so. I'm going to play this one a lot cooler.
Excellent. Okay, listen, I'll get Anne's number off you. We'll play a track and let's do this, shall we?
Fab, yeah, that's great.
Wait right there. The Scott Mills Daily. Is she basically looking for a circus clown, do you think? Funny, going places with a job?
Yeah, kind of, I guess.
That's Kygo and Conrad with Firestone on Radio 1. Our listener Sarah is single right now, but her mum Anne is really wanting her to find a nice man. Especially around this time of Valentine's Day, she's on about it all the time, isn't she, Sarah?
Yeah.
Even going on the apps with you sometimes and swiping for you.
I know, embarrassing.
That's crazy, by the way. That shouldn't happen.
You're telling me? I know that. She doesn't.
Okay, well, you don't really sound like you're massively wanting a boyfriend, but how about, to get your mum off your back a bit, we get Chris to call up as the perfect guy?
Yeah, sounds great. Just to get her off the back.
Yeah, so that she'll think you've got a boyfriend and she won't be asking any more questions around Valentine's Day, because this is the worst time for it. What's your mum doing at the moment, do you know?
She's just on a lunch break at work.
Okay, she won't be listening to Radio 1, will she?
No, she's not that tight now.
Excellent, good.
You've gotten it a good time, Sarah, because this is actually a 1 week free trial that I'm offering on this service. Mm. From there on in, I'm going to charge a bomb for it.
Right, okay.
So fine, I've got
just need a long number, if not.
Yeah, but we won't do that now. That's okay, it's free trial. I won't even make you put in your details before. All good.
Yeah. Right.
Just to go over what your mum's into, she's after a son-in-law that's funny, ambitious, sporty. She's into walking herself. And you're keen for me to have a three-letter name. I'm going to go for Ben.
Okay, that's great.
All right, so I'm ready.
I'm ready as well. I'm going to play this a lot cooler. Also, I'm not going to hint at being your boyfriend. I'm just going to tell her that's the situation.
Yeah, go straight.
Change of tact.
Yeah. But be, like I said, think Gosling in Notebook, right? You're just the perfect guy. Okay, I've got Anne's number off you. So are you ready to make the call? Deep breath, Sarah.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, is that Anne?
It is.
Hi, Anne. I'm a little bit nervous about this, if I'm honest. I'm Sarah's new boyfriend, Ben.
Right.
I just thought I'd introduce myself. Sarah's really keen for me to have a word with you and just let you know all about me. She was telling me that you've been putting a little bit of pressure on her to get a boyfriend for quite a while now. But she's finally found one. I'm pleased to say the position is filled.
Is Sarah with you there now?
She is, yeah. I've got to say, I am a catch.
So tell her I'll talk to her tonight.
But the good news is you'll be able to delete all the apps off her phone now because she's found a good one.
All right, okay.
Just to let you know a little bit about myself, I'm funny.
Yeah, go on then.
Ambitious.
Right, okay.
I like to explore in my spare time.
Okay.
And if you're keen on it, Anne, every now and then, me and you can ramble.
Well, I have to say one thing for you. You've got a sense of humour.
Exactly, yeah. I'm also very, very good looking.
Really?
Most people would rate me a 9 out of 10.
Right, okay.
And you'll be pleased to know, I've just put up a really complicated bit of flat-pack furniture.
Okay, that's very clever then.
Oh, hang on a second, Anne. I just need to hoover up the sawdust.
Sorry to stop you there, Ben, but you do realise I'm in work.
I'm very good at multitasking, you see. I can just use the hoover like that and talk to you in an impressive way.
Okay. Okay, well, tell my lovely daughter I'll be speaking to her tonight.
Yeah, no worries. It's a Henry Hoover as well.
Well, I like a man with a hoover.
Only the best. I guess you could say Sarah's like my Henrietta. Not to call your daughter a hoover. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, Ben. I'll speak to you again. Bye.
I look forward to it, Anne.
Okay, bye-bye.
She's got a boyfriend and we're very happy. Great stuff. Can't wait to meet you.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you later, Anne. Yes.
I think that went very
well.
That
was much better.
Yes.
I think we're all much happier with how that went.
Feature saved. Sarah.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Wow.
Yeah?
It's embarrassing that she's laughing. I mean, the thought of me having a boyfriend. That's the worst part about it.
I think she bought it. Yeah, completely.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, you know her better, but I got the impression there that she was actually quite impressed. Mm.
She likes a man with a hoover.
She does like a man with a hoover.
I feel that went a lot better.
It's so much better.
I feel the boxes were ticked for Anne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you got everything in there, to be honest, and you did have a softer approach. You still went down the, I'm really fit line, but apart from that, it was much better, much better.
Yeah, I think she would have liked you.
Yeah. Well, I guess the real result will be if you stop getting grief, she just believes you got a boyfriend, you can just get on now and be happy being single.
Yeah, let's hope for the best, sir.
So have you enjoyed our service? Are you satisfied?
Satisfied with today's service. Thank you very much.
Would you recommend us to a friend?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That'll do.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? It's free.
I know. Free service. Would you recommend us?
Maybe. Free!
Free!
Okay. Well, it's free.
Okay, Sarah, I hope you have a stress-free Valentine's Day now.
Thank you.
I think you will. All right, good to speak to you. Thanks for being on.
You too. Bye. Love you.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1's Greg Athlone for Sport Relief. Day 3, Glasgow. And we join Alice Levine in the boys' changing room.
Yeah, I'm not really sure that I'm supposed to be in here.
Hey, you know what you're doing. You've been there before, haven't you?
Stop it.
Where are you, please? So you're watching Greg being massaged.
Yeah, I'm watching Greg being manhandled. Currently, his head is almost behind his leg and his other arm is behind his shoulder. I don't really know what's going
on. It's a good trick if you can do it. I wouldn't leave the house.
He's also been greased up.
This isn't a pleasant massage, is it? This is the kind of thing that happens when you've done three triathlons.
It's quite pleasant for me.
Hello, right. Chaps. Oh, no, this is not very pleasant at all.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm being...
pummeled.
There's a big burly man cowering over me, stroking my groin.
That's got to be hard on the calves, that love.
Yeah, he's really digging in.
Oh, listen to his voice, massage voice.
Oh, it's so nice to hear you both. Are you okay?
Hello, yes. Better than you, probably, I imagine.
Yes. not great today, to be honest.
I know. You've hit a bit of a low today, haven't you?
Well, I'm trying to stay positive because otherwise you just give up, and I definitely won't do that. But yeah, it has been the toughest day today, and that swim this morning. And my dad's just called me, and he was really worried about today because he's seen the video and stuff.
The video, I was showing it to other people, just going, look at this, it's awful. I really felt for you on that video. If you've not seen it yet, on Radio 1 Twitter, it's Greg being literally dragged out of that freezing water this morning, and it's bonkers.
Yeah, what's your memory of it, Greg?
It's actually, scarily, it's quite sketchy. So I remember completing the swim and then seeing the little jetty bit that you hoist yourself onto. And then I remember trying to walk and then just sort of collapsing onto the ground.
Yeah, you couldn't walk. They had to carry you.
And then I was just sort of hoisted into this change room where I just sat here, and I couldn't really... I don't remember it, to be honest. It was quite weird because I think I just went into a bit of shock because it was so cold. And then when you stop doing exercise and you stop moving, the cold just takes over your body. And then the professor was talking about your core temperature going down. So it's about 37 degrees C normally, but I think it had dropped to like 36 or 35, and that's when it gets really dangerous.
Yes.
So anyway, so I had to just warm up really quickly because if you're in for longer than 30 minutes, 35 minutes, then it's really, really dangerous.
It's a problem, yes.
Yeah.
Zoe from Stafford says, I've got teary eyes after watching Greg's video. To put your body and mental health through so much pain to help others makes you an amazing human being. And Greg, there are so many messages like this coming in, so much support. You know that the Radio 1 family love you, and the listeners are absolutely thinking you're a big sexy hero today.
It's so cool, honestly. It's really brilliant. Obviously, I'm an absolute amateur at this stuff, so I'm feeling things that I haven't felt before, and I'm pushing myself further than I ever have done before, and I'm, as I said earlier, surprising myself with it all.
Yeah.
But I'm still here, and I'm kind of amazed that my body is capable of doing it. And I just want to thank everyone who helped me out the water today, because that really helped, because I wouldn't have been able to survive, basically. And then also the people of Glasgow today have just finished that 40-mile bike ride around the city and around the outskirts.
Yeah.
And everyone was so nice today.
I know, I'm seeing all the tweets of people. Sticking your head in people's cars while we're on the bike.
Yeah, they're like, Greg, come over here, Greg. We're like, yeah, okay, I'm doing okay. Yeah,
it's great. It's so good to have this support.
If Greg's voice sounds weird, that's because his legs are being jiggled.
Okay, good.
and the slapping skin, it's just my thighs. Don't panic.
Okay, yeah. Good. Thank God for that.
Are you going to keep going, Greg?
Of course.
What's he going to do?
Absolutely.
Unless his body stops, he's going to keep going.
I have never been more determined in my whole life to finish this, anything like that. I mean, I've never been more determined.
You know, when
I just can't wait to get going.
You know, when you got out of the water, that horrible video I was talking about, like, how did you feel? Because it looked like you were going to throw up.
Yeah, well, I hadn't felt it like that in my life before, so I don't really know how to describe it. Mm. But it felt like everything was just closing down
awful.
A little bit. So it felt like everything was closing down, and I couldn't really see much. And it was just all... And I had earplugs in, so it just felt like I was... I don't know, it felt like I was underwater still, and I just felt very disorientated, and I couldn't really... I literally couldn't put one foot in front of the other, which sounds dramatic, but it's just because I'm not used to that sort of thing.
And yeah, you can tell by watching the video.
You know, that's not my natural environment is not 4 degrees C water.
No.
Which might not surprise you, but it's just things that I haven't experienced before. But I suppose that's what these challenges are all about, and I've made it through, and here we are, being massaged and ready to go out on the 10-mile run now.
So a freezing cold swim this morning, and a bike ride.
Oh.
How long?
Sorry. Ow.
He's okay. He's just milking it.
No,
he's not though.
That was a particular tender bit of the old groin.
Ah, don't! How long was the bike ride? Either Alice or Greg, tell me.
We've just finished, so it was 40 miles today, so around about 3 hours.
And now the run you're about to go on in a matter of minutes, how long is that, please?
Around about 10 miles, I think.
Oh, excellent. And here's something that will give you a boost, and I've got some motivational playlist for you in a minute.
Okay.
Alice, I believe, has a new total for us. This is going to boost you up, ready for
great,
the run.
Oh, great, because I haven't heard one for a few hours. What's going on?
Okay, I've got a drum roll here. Yes, I
have. Here we go. Your latest total, Greg James, for the Greg Athlon, is 189,928 miles!
Oh,
that is amazing. That is incredible.
We're getting nearly to 200 grand, and this is great, wow. Great news. Let's try and get it up. Come on. So, Greg, we will speak to you a bit later on, hopefully during Real or No Real, when you finished the run.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
doing a brilliant job.
Keep going,
Just keep
Greg.
Going. Thank you.
Where are we now? So what are we, 2:15 now, so we're going to run, and hopefully we'll be done by 3:45 and speak to you then.
You're smashing it.
You are smashing it.
What are we, 189? Can we try and get to 200 by then?
Please, everybody, we're going to play this music for you now. This is going to get you boosted up. But imagine if we could get to £200,000 by the end of today. Okay, here we go, Greg.
Thank you.
Any second now, he's going to start running. To donate £3 to Sport Relief, text Greg to 70703. Let's get it up to 200 grand. Text costs £3 plus your standard network message charge. 100% of your donation will go to Sport Relief. Got to be 16 or over and ask the bill payer's permission. Full terms and conditions at bbc.co.uk/sportrelief. Come on, everyone pick up your phone now. I'm doing it. You do it too. Donate £3 to Sport Relief. Let's get it up to 200. Text Greg to 70703.
BBC Radio 1.
If you're listening to this outside the UK, please do not text to donate to Sport Relief with Greg, because it probably won't work.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Good songs today. Protégé, Who Knows? Also in there, Shift Key, Gone Missing and Jamie T, Zombie. Songs could be about to get better, though. We need a name for this at some point. Everyone's got ideas on that, then text 81199. We'll steal it. No, we will credit you, obviously. So this is a thing where me and Chris every day are picking a song. We don't know each other's song, so I don't know yours, you don't know mine. And then the listener, which we get on, will decide which one we play. It's like a little boost of an afternoon at this time. Bumbleia Wednesday is coming, by the way.
Okay, good. Yes, very excited for that. I feel this is getting getting almost quite intense between me and you
this like
time
it.
Now.
It's quite competitive. So I won yesterday's, and you... Well, it's kind of won all, because you got Flo Rida away when we started this on Monday.
Yeah, but we hadn't really started this. It was just me trying to get Flo Rida right round on Radio 1. I've somehow managed that.
Yeah.
And now we're in a situation where I might get my next choice on.
Yeah, so every day it's me against Chris. I won yesterday. This is Sam in Glasgow. Hiya, Sam.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you?
I'm just on my way home. I've been to uni and I went out to see Greg as well.
Oh, did you go see him?
Yeah, he's doing so amazing.
I know. Did you see that video from earlier?
I know. It's so sad, but he's doing so well.
Where did you see him then? Where did you catch up with him?
Oh, we just finished up in uni and we walked down to go and see him.
He's really loving the support. Loads of people have been showing him some proper Scottish love today, so thank you for that. Have you donated?
I'm going to do it once I get home, yeah.
Yes, okay, thank you. Right, you know how this works by now. It's proving surprisingly popular. Me and Chris are going in blind on this. We don't know which each other's songs are, so...
And that's genuine as well. They kind of keep it secret from us.
I think I've got the biggest banger today.
No, I've got... Because I've gone for a change of tack today.
Okay,
I've gone
Sam...
very different to Flo Rida.
Sam, are you ready?
I'm ready.
My choice today is... Come on! Classic Rihanna. The best song on the album, Rated R, from 2009. The worst one being Ti Amo. Oof.
It's no Umbrella, though, is it?
It's a tune, though. This is the kind of songs we want Rihanna to make.
I don't know, Scott.
What have you got?
I don't think it's the most original choice from you. This is my choice, though.
Oh, no.
My Chemical Romance,
oh, no.
Welcome to the Black Parade.
It's good, I've got to have it to you.
This is a big, big song. You don't hear it enough on Radio 1. It's probably one of my favourite songs to air drum along to. It's a little bit ho, but it's big and it's powerful, and I'd love to hear it on Radio 1 right now.
It's a difficult one, Sam, but what are you saying?
I'm going to go for the one that's made me dance in my car and just made my day, and that would be Scott.
No! Yes! Oh, again! God. He does it again! So good. Rihanna, Rude Boy on Radio 1. I'm sticking by my decision. That is a tune.
It is a tune. But as James in Ipswich says, I mean, he's calling for a steward's inquiry. Look, I don't know if we need to go that far.
You don't need to get bitter about
it. I think there is a problem with callers calling in and maybe them being massively biased towards you, because that was a wrong decision. It's a good song, but it was a wrong decision.
Okay, well,
today.
I knew this was going to happen. It's like you're one of them that when you do a board game, hello, turns the old the board upside down. I'm not playing anymore.
Plenty of people agree with me, Scott. Yeah,
it's just down to one listener there, Sam, and she decided that Rude Boy by Rihanna is better. Admittedly, your choice was bang on though as well.
Is this going to happen every day though? Is there any point me suggesting another song?
Oh, don't be like that.
What's going to happen is it's going to go from me getting Flo Rida on Radio 1 to us just hearing every day a song that you'd like to put on, which was never the intention.
Guys, is there any point in even doing this?
No, I'm just going to put it out there to everyone. If we're going to do this, let's do it properly and fairly.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do it, because we're halfway through the week. Ready, ready Mills? Ready, Chris?
I'm ready. Sound like you said ready, Mers. Ready, Ollie Mers? This is in honour of Greg James.
It's dedicated to Greg today.
Well, I like a man with a hoover.
No bread?
I know.
Why are you doing no carbs? You're a duck.
I was in the bathroom brushing all my teeth.
No.
You're lying on the bed, my dog is at your feet. Room smells of links with an undertone of meat. Won't be long till the floor is covered in sheets.
Your version of Zayn Malik there.
Can you hang on a second? A small cat has just limped past me and I just want to make sure it gets across the road safely. Just give me a second.
Go on. Go on.
Look me in the eyes and tell me that's not a beautiful record.
Sorry.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Back. Missed this last week a lot. Put your hands in the air. It's Wednesday afternoon, which means it's like Thursday and then Friday. Yes, James and Tom bomboloing in the office. Paul in work socks, but on. Bumbleoing his bonce off in the office. Laura, 21, in York, is listening to a live bumbleo instead of podcast today because she fell off a stage and has got concussion.
Ow.
Ouch, ouch. James and Tom, bumbleoing in honour of Greg James. I've donated 5 times, says Chris in Rotherham. Joe and Claxton, also with concussion after Monday's strong winds. Just blew a door down on her. Ouch again. Come on then.
Where are you?
Come on. So glad it's hump day. I bet Greg is too, says Ben in King's Lynn.
Get this, Robbo in Reading, bumbleing in my wetsuit with warrior Greg James on my mind. Someone else in a wetsuit there.
What are the chances? Haven't bumbleoed in weeks, says Gary on the Isle of Wight. Great gap today. I've really missed it. No worries. Bumbleia, bumbleia. Have a little dance if you're on your own. Go on. Treat yourself. Dan Stoke, bumbleing on his way home early. Shout out to Pike and Loz and Cozza. And Cameron, bumbleing in Kelvin Park, waiting to see Greg James run past.
40 of those.
One more time, let's go. Bamboleo. Andrew Jackson. David in Boston, just donated to Greg. Jason from Somerset now has this as his ringtone. Wednesday afternoon is very confusing.
Scott, I wanted to get this girl from Take Me Out to do the clappy bit for this bumbleo, but I completely forgot to organise it. There's a video I need to show you.
Okay.
You'll love it.
Fino in Eastleigh. Dan in Stoke. And... Wayne in Portsmouth, last one.
Nice, good to have you back.
Blazing!
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
What are you going to play to me now?
I want you... Well, I've got a little clip of it here. This is what I was telling you about. Do you want me to give you some context or do you want to hear it first and then you try work out what it is?
I'll try and work out what it is. Okay, who is this?
So this is a lovely lady called Millie, who is a guest on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Okay. Right. What is that noise?
Is she like scurrying around the house?
It does sound like that. No.
What is that, please?
Now, if I
was out of the country last week.
She was also on Take Me Out, and this was her skill. Now listen with that context.
What is it?
So there's something kind of like flapping away. You're not going to give me an answer.
Was she just clapping with her hands there?
No. What this is a girl called Millie who was on Take Me Out, and her special skill was that she could kind of get her her cheeks, if you will, to flap away, like clap.
Face cheeks?
No, like her butt.
Oh. So, and she was a guest on Radio 1, was she?
And it was quite incredible that Paddy McGuinness had this mic on a stick and was leant over so she could show her special skill. Grimmy loved this.
Here again. That's not her...
I think that's a specially dedicated recording there for Radio 1. I think that was specially done for the breakfast show.
All done with her behind.
And yeah, and so my thinking was, hearing that, I was like, perfect, when Scott's back, we'll book her for a live clappy bit. Halfway through Bumbleo, we could all just turn to her and let her do a thing.
But then you forgot.
Forgot until the clappy bit.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Right, we're going to play Real or No Real with Alice Levine at the finish line. Where Greg is in Glasgow very soon. But I actually want to cross over to him if we can in just a moment.
BBC Radio 1's Greg Athlon for Sport Relief. Day 3, Glasgow.
Already today, he's done a freezing cold swim, and the video of him getting out of that water is just awful. And then he did a 40-mile bike ride again. This is day 3. And now he's in the middle of a 10-mile run. Hello, Greg.
Hello.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just thought I'd pull in and just say hello, because I think we were on course to just miss your the little bit with you, so I thought I'd just stop in a second and just say hello.
Have you slowed a bit?
No, I don't think so, actually. We had a few little bits to do before I could leave, and then it just all sets everything off a little bit, and then obviously it's quite busy running through city centres and stuff. But... I think we're keeping a decent-ish pace, sort of like, I don't know, we're sort of doing maybe 5.5 minute kilometres, so not too bad.
That's all right. That's all right on day 3. Oh, dear.
As I said, I'm quite surprised that my legs are still going. It's weird. When you get into a zone, you literally shut your brain off. But the support again. I've just stopped outside Glasgow University and the library here, and a load of people just rushed out to say hello, which is such a good lift. So that everyone's being incredible. I'm feeling the love for sure.
Excellent, good. That's what we want. So how long do you reckon till you finish today?
Well, what time is it now? I reckon 20 minutes, and we should be. 25 minutes, I reckon.
Okay.
We're back at the BBC and then
a show to do,
From 4 o'clock, and I can stay for the whole show tonight because we're going to get a coach down to Sheffield later, so I can stay for the whole show, which will be nice, and see if I can get some rest on there. Hopefully,
get a little sleep I bet you could sleep anywhere right now.
I think I probably could. If I sit in this car any longer, I'll probably just nod off.
I won't keep you. But I have just literally this second been handed a new total, and I thought that would boost you up for the last 20 minutes.
Amazing. Yeah, that's what I was hoping that I could get something.
I didn't know whether we were going to have this, but it's just literally come in to me.
Oh, great.
We said, could we possibly get over 200 grand? It was at 189-ish last time we spoke to you. And the total... No, we haven't done it. We've actually smashed it. It's £203,471. That's ridiculous.
So ridiculous.
That's, like, I did not expect that at all.
Oh, my God. So good.
That's just been handed to me. You must feel brilliant about that.
It's just... It is mind-blowing. It's so good. And that, and you know, this challenge is definitely, you know, it's a sideshow to the main event, but, you know, Sport Relief is going to do so much good money, so much good stuff with that money. Not only from what I've been talking about, you know, the refugee crisis, but, you know, there's things in the UK as well. We're running through Glasgow, which has got a huge homeless crisis as well, and Sport Relief funds projects to help that in the UK. And there's obviously, you know, education around the world and healthcare around the world in Africa, and it just goes to all of those causes. So it's just brilliant. Whatever you're giving is going to do so much good all over the place, not just for one thing, but Sport Relief do dish this money out to some great causes, all, and so varied as well. So thank you so much if you've given. It's the best.
Thank you so much. Once again, the Radio 1 listeners do an amazing job on this. 203k over that. Incredible.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Alice Levine.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good. How are you today at the finish line, please, in Glasgow?
Oh, please. It's so good to talk to you, because this always feels like the point where it's like, oh, he's soon going to be done with the whole day and we can just wrap him up warm and get in some tea. Yeah, yeah. It's good. This is a good sign.
We did speak to him just a minute ago, and he sounds all right, actually. But we really boosted him up because we've got... Have you heard the Lotus total?
I was listening to you talking. That is absolutely amazing. Is it £203,471?
Yes.
So great.
I know.
Honestly, every time he gets a total, it does give him just more energy. I don't know from where, because he's on his last legs, but it's fantastic.
If you'd like to support Greg and do your bit and donate £3 for people in Syria and all over the world in the poorest communities, and also here in the UK as well, the money goes 50-50. Text Greg to 70703. That donates £3 directly to Sport Relief. Full terms are on the Radio 1 homepage. So I think you're going to have a bit of a wait, but he should be there slightly after the start of his show today, Alice.
I'll let him off after this morning.
I think fine, yes. Okay, let's play today's Real or No Real.
Authorities in the Swiss city of Lausanne have banned a silent disco because they're worried it would be too noisy.
What?
Duh.
Chris, have you ever done a silent disco?
Ever DJ'd a silent disco?
Yeah.
But in fact, I've been to one, yeah, and DJ'd one as well. And it's great because generally security aren't wearing the headphones. So what you can do is you can kind of instruct everyone to do something really random. And it just confuses them.
Why would they ban them, though? Because they'll be too noisy. Because they're silent. The clue's in the title.
Well, what do you reckon, Alice?
Do you ever feel like that when you're doing like a broadcast for Radio 1, when you're out and about and you've got headphones on and no one else can hear what's going on? Because I was just listening to Jack Garrett then, and producer Simon was like, all right, dear, no one can hear it. Stop dancing.
I know what you mean. Yeah, it does happen. But I don't think, from my experience, unless everyone's really singing and raving hard, that they're not really that noisy.
Well, that's it. It must be the noise from all the jumping up and down. And also, I guess if you're wearing headphones, you are going to properly be shouting at each other.
Yeah, true. So, Alice,
if you find a silent disco too loud, you're going to hate a disco.
Exactly. They don't know what's coming to them in Switzerland. Real or no real, Alice?
I'm going to say, because this is just mad red tape, I'm going to say real.
I'm going to go... No, sure, you wouldn't ban it for being too noisy, so I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Yes, organisers had hoped to hold silent disco sessions on terraces and rooftops in the Flon neighbourhood, but authorities have said the planned events would be too noisy since everyone really sings along loudly. It's far too noisy for Switzerland. They don't like it. And next.
Let's cancel it.
In the last 10 minutes, Kanye West has tweeted that his album title has changed to FLOP.
So has he changed the name of his album again? Surely not.
This is weird because my dad at the moment is really obsessed with Kanye West tweets.
What do you mean?
He reads one every week on... Well, every week on our show, he reads a tweet by Kanye West because he just loves him so much. And we call him Kanye West because his name's Ken.
Ken, yeah.
It's clever what we did there. And the other day, he left me a voicemail saying, if I was going to send Kanye a tweet, would you like me to include any hashtag in particular? Like he's going to get back to him.
Oh, please don't, Ken. Yes, like he's ever going to reply. Oh, I love that.
Or that Ken's worried about implicating you. So should I include your name in the tweet or not?
I think he was thinking I could get a bit of uplift for the Radio 1 account, if you like, because he has got 52 followers.
Awesome.
Kanye does keep changing the album title, though.
Mm. But has it changed in the last 10 minutes to FLOP? That's flop.
Flop. What would that stand for, then? Because it must stand for something. Would it... forever lover of...
Of peas.
Pies. Peas. Yes, that kind of thing. No, surely. In fact, no, it is a Kanye West thing to do this, isn't it? Not realise that FLOP spells flop. So I'm going to say real.
Alice?
I'm going to say there must be teams of people working on these titles, and I don't think it would have changed in the last 10 minutes. So I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
No, he hasn't changed the name of his album again, but did change it to TLOP yesterday, and is offering tickets to season 3 of his fashion line if fans can guess what it stands for. And finally.
That one is real.
Oh, okay, good. And finally.
Out of the Woods singer Taylor Swift has 2 private jets, one for her and one for her family.
2 private jets for T-Swizzle.
I'm just wondering if you gave it away.
I thought you were going to say one for the cats. You know, she's got those stupid cats. Is it Dr. Meredith Grey and, like, another one?
Yeah. But so it's two jets, one for her, one to just go and get the friends and family when she wants them around.
She's got all the money. She's 2 jet Swifty. I think this is real.
I don't know. Don't you think she's quite like... I think she'd be frugal.
You think what?
I think she'd be frugal with her money. I think she'd be like a couponer.
I know she's definitely got one, that's for sure, cos seen it with my own eyes.
Right.
But...
cos been on it,
No,
obviously.
I have not been on it. But I don't know about 2. That seems a little bit excessive, even for someone of her...
A little bit flash.
Yeah, even for someone of her standing in the pop community.
Come on, she's got all the money. This is the kind of thing you would do if you could. Actually, I probably wouldn't, but it's the kind of thing I can imagine her doing. Mm. I'm probably one for the squad as well. I'm going to say real.
I bet she's got, like, massage bed on there.
Yeah.
Everything. Yes. So, Alice, real or no real?
It's nice to treat the family, isn't it? I got my mum and dad a cab at Christmas. You know, it's nice to do that for them when you can.
Yeah. So you're saying real?
So, very similar. So I'm going to say real.
Chris?
Real.
That one is real.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
2 private jets, using one of the jets to retrieve family and friends or the squad. Or
retrieve.
Or a large army of her people. At the end of that round of real or no real.
I've lost again. I got 10. Alice got 30.
Oh, that's good though, isn't it, Alice?
Absolutely killing it, obviously.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.